Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin at Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. We have with us today someone that I'm very excited about interviewing, Mr. Bobby Maddox, who is the editor of Salvo Magazine. Salvo Magazine is a relatively new quarterly print magazine that covers culture and society. And they devoted their most recent issue, their fourth issue, to discussing intelligent design and the debate over intelligent design and evolution. And I think that it's an absolutely wonderful issue that they put out. And so I wanted to interview Bobby Maddox, both to help our listeners learn about Salvo and to talk about this issue of Salvo on intelligent design. Be sure to go to their website at salvomag.com to learn more information. So, Bobby, can you tell us a little bit more about Salvo Magazine?
Sure. As you said, Salvo is a relatively new magazine, and as you also said, we just finished our fourth issue. What Salvo tries to do is examine the various messages that are coming out of Hollywood, the mass media, the academy, the arts, the science community, and to see whether these messages stack up against reality, to see whether they're true. The tagline of the magazine is Science, Sex, and Society, and our goal is kind of to deconstruct the false ideologies that inhere in each of these areas so we can help readers see whether they have bought into these kind of perspectives and then help them decide whether they want to continue to do so. In the process, we're trying to also help readers begin to build a more solid worldview of their own. That'll make for a healthier, more reasonable approach to living out their lives. So, for example, in Salvo 1, we tackled a number of the bioethical lies that have begun to undercut human dignity, such as those proffered by the transhumanists. You know, these are the people who believe that we are no more than just molecular machines or biological robots who can be upgraded with technological enhancements that'll eventually make them immortal. In Salvo 2, we addressed the various falsehoods resulting from the sexual revolution, the notion that pornography is harmless, for example, or that gender is just a matter of the mind rather than biology. And then in Salvo 3, we looked at the media and the ways in which entertainment and journalistic outlets try to manipulate us. Here we are looking at the effect of things like advertising and the cinema on our psyches, as well as various cultural phenomena, things like our growing obsession with fame as an American culture. And then in Salvo 4, of course, as you mentioned, you know, we've taken on scientific naturalism, basically, and its unfounded assumption that the universe is the product of purely material processes and chance. And in that issue, we propose that intelligent design is actually a much more adequate theory in terms of explaining life's origins. In all four of these issues, you know, we've tried to approach these topics, you know, with as much intelligence and humor and edge that we can. You know, part of the impetus behind the magazine was to offer a counterpoint to publications such as Wired and Rolling Stone and Seed magazine. All these magazines that are, you know, confident in and even a little bit arrogant about the correctness of the, you know, the viewpoints that they're shilling. And we feel the same way, only in our case, we really believe that we have the facts to support our position. We really do have no other agenda than to present the truth, though I must say that we like to do so with a little bit of cynicism and, you know, just a hint of irreverence, maybe. In each issue, we run fake advertisements that parody various aspects of the culture, and all of the magazines so far are just filled with full-color images that are, you know, that underscore the points we're trying to make. You really do get a lot of bang for your buck with this magazine. Salvo is intended to be... Well, it's always been intended to be like a permanent resource, something that you can hang on to indefinitely, something you'll refer to over and over again, you know, for insights into the culture and insights into the culture wars.
Now, Bobby, you said, I think, in the short description of Salvo, that it's supposed to discuss science, sex, and society. Well, I always, according to the cultural stereotype that's out there, heard that these conservative types of venues, you know, they don't like science, they don't talk about sex, and they supposedly try to withdraw themselves from society. So why don't you tell me what's going on here with Salvo?
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem that we see. And part of the reason that we got Salvo started was because there has been a withdrawal on the part of some conservatives from science and sex and society. And what this withdrawal has done is it's given these things over to, you know, some more radical and liberal thinking. And so we're trying to reclaim these things and, you know, trying to offer solid perspectives in each of these areas that people cannot get elsewhere. By not talking about them, by not engaging these issues, people are sort of passively being manipulated by the culture. And we want to kind of, you know, throw a wrench in that, to interrupt that and help people to see, you know, look, these are the messages that are coming at you from the culture around you. And you need to decide, not passively, but actively, you know, is this really something that I want to go with, something that I want to help me determine the way that I want my life to go?
Yeah, well, of course, I agree with you. And I think that those stereotypes are in many cases unwarranted, especially given the number of people that are engaging those issues from different viewpoints increasingly these days. Let's turn to your latest issue on intelligent design.
Sure.
Why did Salvo decide to devote an entire issue to intelligent design? And what's your vision for Salvo's issue on ID?
Okay. You know, Salvo is fundamentally, and I think I said this before, you know, it's fundamentally a worldview magazine. We're trying to test the ideas of which all of our worldviews are comprised and then spell out some of the consequences of those ideas. And, you know, in our view, there's nothing more fundamental to a worldview than a person's beliefs, you know, regarding where we humans came from, how we got here, and why we're here. So if you think about it, your entire approach to life is really colored by your answers to, these three questions. And we wanted to make sure that our readers had all the facts in front of them before settling on their answers. You know, but there's the rub, right? I mean, the theory of evolution by blind material causes, it can't adequately account for the complexity of life on Earth.
Sure.
It can't account for the precision of the universe's arrangement. And yet it's, you know, constantly portrayed to the public, you know, by the media and in a large portion even of the scientific community as if it were an established fact. And, you know, not only is this unfair to those people who are attempting to make sense of their existence, but it's resulted in, and continues to result in dangerous cultural ideas and practices, such as those even enumerated by John West in his book, Darwin Day in America. The theory of intelligent design, on the other hand, it approaches the natural world without a priori assumptions and is thus beginning to provide the public, perhaps for the first time ever, a more accurate picture of what evolution can and cannot do. So we wanted to have the leading advocates of the theory help our readers to separate, you know, the facts from fiction, to take an honest look at what life reveals about its origins, and then allow this information to permeate and color their worldview stances.
Well, before we go any further, I want to ask you, and I should have asked this earlier, how can people obtain copies of this issue of Salvo on ID?
It's available at select bookstores across the country, mostly at Barnes & Noble and Hastings. But probably the best place to order it is at our website, www.savomag.com. And there you can purchase this issue, you can purchase some of our back issues, you can even subscribe to the magazine if you want to. The cost of the magazine is $6.99, $2 for shipping and handling, but it really is well worth the investment. There are, I believe, 33 total ID-related articles, plus our normal departmental pieces, many of which likewise touch on intelligent design.
So why don't you tell us about some of the highlights of the issue? What were some of the articles that you really, I'm sure you liked all the articles, and I don't want to make you as the editor pick and choose, but I mean, what in your view are some of the highlights of this issue?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're right. It really is hard to separate some of the highlights because the articles really are so compelling about every single one of them. You know, if I had to choose like some of my own favorites, I'd have to say that Ralph Silke's research into what bacterial mutations can really produce is, I thought, was extremely telling. You know, he shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that evolution has very real limits that would never allow it to account for the present diversity of life from a universal common ancestor.
Yes.
I loved Guillermo Gonzalez's cosmological arguments for design. Most people only hear about the stuff with cellular complexity, but Gonzalez does a great job of explaining how the, you know, that nexus between habitability and observability that we enjoy on Earth might just be the greatest proof that the universe was designed. Mm. And then there's, Larry Caldwell's just painful story of what happened when he attempted to challenge his local school district science curriculum.
Yes, yes.
You know, the great lengths to which scientists and even his own community, you know, these lengths they went to discredit him, you know, and all he's asking for was for them to teach the strengths and weaknesses of evolutionary theory, you know, teach the whole thing. And so Caldwell's piece was definitely one of the emotional highlights of the issue.
I agree with you. Definitely a very telling piece written straight from the heart. What did you personally learn about ID from working on this project?
You know, I've always been an ID sympathizer from way back, but, you know, after spending several months, you know, plowing through all this ID research and all these studies, you know, I was blown away by the glut of information that ID has on its side. Conversely, I wasn't aware that there were quite so many holes in evolutionary theory. You know, I learned that, you know, so much of evolutionary theory is still based on ideas that Darwin formulated in the 19th century, before we even knew about DNA or about genes. And, you know, as the technology progresses, the signs of the designer are becoming more and more apparent, and yet scientific naturalism continues to cling to ideas that were really only workable within Darwin's very primitive understanding of microbiology. You know, I also was not aware before this issue that some of the top-notch scientists in the country, people like, you know, William Densky and Guillermo Gonzalez, you know, have proven themselves over and over again with groundbreaking research, you know, are being marginalized by their academies just because they question this or that aspect of evolutionary theory.
Sure.
You know, I've really come to believe that Darwinism really is a religion for some academics. And they've engaged in, I don't know, you know, Inquisition-like tactics sometimes to persecute so-called heretics, you know, who challenge the scientific party line.
Sure. And there's an article in this issue by Carolyn Crocker that goes over that a little bit, as does the article by Michael Egnor
about
his experiences as a very prestigious professor of medicine speaking out in favor of ID and what happened to him as a result. So I guess the last question I really want to ask you is, just from your perspective as a member of the journalism world, what is your take on how the media reports on ID? Do you feel that it accurately reports about intelligent design typically?
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, I see three main ways that the media deceives the public about ID. And the first, of course, is that they say that ID is creationism. Flat out false. You know, the average creationist believes in the young earth, biblical literalism, the complete absence of evidence for evolutionary processes. And the ID proponent really doesn't talk about those things at all. I mean, you know, they're just maintaining that there are reasons to conclude that life was designed, how it was designed or by whom, you know, both those things lie beyond the ID theorist's field of inquiry. The second thing is, I read all the time, is that, you know, intelligent design, that their opponents are evolutionists. And that's also misleading. Not evolution so much as scientific naturalism that ID advocates oppose. This philosophical position that assumes, you know, an entirely materialistic origin to the universe on the basis of faith. I mean, that's the kind of thing that the ID proponents are fighting against.
Sure.
And then the last thing, there's this contention that intelligent design just offers holes in evolutionary theory as evidence for, you know, God or a creator or a designer. And that's not true either. I've especially in this issue, I saw all the different ways that scientists are not just identifying holes in evolutionary theory, but, you know, looking at biological phenomena and seeing whether they exhibit the characteristics of design, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And really, the ID scientists only appeal to an intelligent designer because that's where their research points. It's absolutely not a default position. You know, in fact, I become very, you know, very admiring of, you know, the bravery of the ID scientists who are willing to follow wherever the facts lead.
Wow. Well, Bobby Maddox, it is wonderful to have you on our show, and I encourage our listeners to go to salvomag.com, check out the latest issue of Salvo Magazine, and learn about intelligent design. It's really, I've seen it, it's an absolutely wonderful place, a wonderful way to get a crash course in intelligent design, how it intersects with science, culture, arts, education, and the academy. It's just an absolutely, you guys produced a wonderful magazine, Bobby.
Oh, I appreciate
and let me just congratulate you on the great job you did.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bobby Maddox. Be sure to visit salvomag.com for more information. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.